time for my little presentation. My name is Carsten Huth. I am a library scientist, and for the last year I was working on a concept to enable the preservation of computer games in archives and libraries. So for the start, just a few notes about the technical problems of digital preservation. So to weather the problems of digital preservation, the underlying technical solution for my proposed strategy is based on emulation. This is because the only proper way to preserve a game is to keep it playable in an authentic look and feel on future platforms. Because emulation is a topic of tomorrow's session, I will not lose any word on that issue today. I go straight to my point of metadata. So maybe the briefest definition ever, is the definition of the Open Archive Information System reference model about metadata, and it's just data about data. A little less brief and more precise is the definition of the American Library Association. Metadata are structured and coded data that describe characteristics of information-bearing entities to aid in the identification, discovery, assessment, and management of the described entities. So that's a library definition of metadata. And here we go to metadata in libraries. While metadata is a relatively new term, the collecting of data about data is an old thing for libraries and archives. Catalogs are the traditional metadata collections in libraries. The rules of cataloging, like the Anglo-American catalog rules or the German rules of alphabetic cataloging, can be seen as specialized metadata sets. So let's take a look on how digital objects are treated in catalogs. Books and journals are the traditional kind of objects we can expect in a library. Therefore, catalog rules are mainly designed for books and journals. Today, libraries also have to deal with non-book material. For that purpose, they invented some special rules for non-book material, like video, audio CD, and digital materials. So one of my first questions according to metadata concept for preservation was, can we use the catalog rules for non-book materials as metadata set for the preservation of computer games? It turned out that the answer to this question was no. One of the reasons is that all digital objects, no matter how different they are treated the same. So there's only one official term in library catalog rules for all possible digital objects, and that's electronic resource. So whatever you can think of, software, pictures, e-books, databases, they're all under that term. So here's an example of a catalog card for a digital object. The example is an electronic glossary on a CD-ROM about arts and architecture. There is almost no difference to the way books are treated in a catalog. Only the entries electronic resource right here, CD-ROM right here, and system requirements refer to a digital object. So system requirements are over here. So why is that kind of data insufficient for our purpose of preservation? The rules are very much focused on the media, in this case a CD-ROM. But to overcome media decay and hardware obsolescence, the media has to change with the times. So we have to copy the original games to newer media. So that this entry CD-ROM may be wrong and obsolete sometimes also. To run a digital object on future platforms, you need more information than the original system requirements because of software obsolescence and hardware obsolescence. This entry might be obsolete also. So I had to look for other metadata sets, and there are many more metadata frameworks on the market right now. Maybe one of the best known metadata concepts is the Dublin Core, developed by a commission of librarians and providers of digital information, especially for digital objects. The Dublin Core consists of 15 key elements. All these elements are useful for preservation purposes, but to preserve computer games, we still need more information. So you can see still in this key elements, the origins from the libraries. So it's title, author, creator, subject, keyword, and only format and resource and source that goes to the digital object. But for a complex digital object like a computer game, this is not sufficient. So what kind of data do we actually need to preserve computer games? The foundation of my work was a proposition of Jeff Rosenberg. We have to save all data needed to find, access, and, very important, to recreate digital objects together with the required software, for example, the operating system. And the emulator, of course. That technique, invented by Rosenberg, is known under the term encapsulation. So on that figure, we can see such kind of Rosenberg's encapsulation proposal. So here in the mid is the digital document. Right in this capsule, there is saved the original software and emulator specification. So he don't want actually running emulators. He wants introductions how to build emulators, even to overcome the obsolescence of emulators in the future. And of course the operating system software. And he has metadata, documentation and explanation of the digital document, which is very important because we have to know what kind of digital document do we have. Maybe in 30, 50 years no one knows what that kind of file might be. And if we can't run the file, then it's supposedly be dumped because no one can do anything with it. So this figure can be taken as a first draft of an encapsulated computer game. So if we exchange digital document with computer game, we are pretty close to what I had when I was finished. As we have seen before, there is no metadata set fitting the requirements of encapsulation. So I went on to build a new concept on the foundation of existing standards. So basically what I've done is to take the Dublin Core, the OCRC Digital Archive System Guides, the Manual of Archival Description and the German Standard for Software Documentation, and brought the elements of these four standards into a new order. And then, yeah, I hope that this will do the requirements. So let's go to the final, the archival information package. So here you see my design of an archival information package. The term archival information package has come from the Open Archive Information System, which is a reference model for an archive and an ISO standard. So this, the archival information package is part of the reference model. In this reference model, they put together the preserved data with any information needed to understand this data and to run this data, and they put it in such kinds of information packages. So the archival information package is the basis of everything. The most information is saved in this package, and then there is also a dissemination information package, which goes to any user, which is a little bit smaller and has not so much detail. So this is basically what the staff of an archive then will see when it preserves computer games. So let's see what I've done. So the original game, along with the additional stuff like box, manual, is located in the section of data object. In the representation information section, there's everything you need technically to know how to run the game on a current platform. So the PDI means the preservation description information. And here is any interesting information you need to understand the context of the game, the history of the game, which is right here. So the origins of the game, history. Fixity takes care about the authentication. So that what you see is basically what it was when it's on its original hardware. And the context is about all the other stuff. Helping guides, user guides, maybe walkthroughs from the community, community stuff, entries and catalogs, commercials, and so on. And reference is just the like the formal stuff, the name of the program, the version. I can read that. And the publisher, and so on. The whole set has more than 100 elements. And maybe we have some time, I can show something from that.
Just
okay. So I hope it works.
Short look at it.
So the whole design right now is basically a logical concept. So you can implement it as an XML version, you can create a DTD. If you want to, you can import the whole information into a relational database. But I recommend to use XML or anything that is on the basis of ASCII code, because you want to overcome software obsolescence, and so you have to stick to formats which are quite consistent, and the ASCII code is for about 40 years right now. And so you might say this is kind of a low-tech approach, and yes. So this is here the first two. So I broke it up in all in directories just right now. And so this is the content information, where we have the data object. In that directory here, we find the game itself. Scans, so I can show it. So that's the emulator, and that's the game. So I can't start the game right now because the emulator only works with Windows and this is Linux. So, but believe me, it will work when it runs on a Windows machine. So, we're going up. So, in the representation information, you find anything that you need to start the emulator running, and the requirements of the emulator. So here we got the actual hardware requirements, which refers to the requirements of the emulator. There we have the programs we need to run the program, which is the emulator and also the picture viewers, because the data object isn't only the running program, it's also a scan of the box, a scan of the original manual, and all the stuff possible addition to the game. So that kind of extra stuff can exceed. Some games have maybe manuals from about 200, 300 pages, or something else. So this is quite, this is not much introduction because the emulator is very simple in that case. And the information can, if you got an emulator which is very complex to use, this information of course can increase. But as long as you work maybe on XML or something, it doesn't matter how big your information gets, because you can maybe run full text retrieval, and basically that's the best thing. So I won't show you everything now. So this is the stuff to run the game. And here we got everything concerning the origins of the game. So the information right in here is just taken from internet fan sites. So basically that's how it works. And so that's the end. Thank you very much.
Thank you.